You're listening to SBS News.
Slovenia's government has suspended the use of COVID-19 vaccines manufactured by Johnson & Johnson after the death of a 20-year-old woman. Health Minister Janez Pukukar says the woman died from a stroke 2 weeks after getting the shot, and experts are currently still working to investigate whether there is a link. Bojana Beović, a government health worker in charge of vaccinations, says it's a precautionary measure.
We are all shaken, and I wish to express my condolences to the family of the deceased. We concluded at the session of our task force that this incident might have been connected to vaccination, and we decided to temporarily halt all vaccination with this particular vaccine. We need to halt it until we get more information about the incident so we can decide later what we are going to do and how to use this vaccine in the future.
The one-dose shot has grown in popularity in recent weeks in Slovenia after authorities introduced COVID passes. So far, 120,000 doses of the vaccine have been administered in the country, with the woman's death the second possible serious adverse reaction. Slovenia's population of around 2 million is 48% vaccinated, and like many countries in Eastern Europe, is experiencing a rise in infections. However, tensions spilled over in the country's capital, Ljubljana, as around 10,000 protesters took to the streets in opposition to COVID-19 vaccination. They were met with tear gas and water cannons from police for the second time this month. Katja Župan, resident of Ljubljana, holds very strong views against the vaccine.
First of all, I'm here for the future of my kids, the future of future generations, because this craziness needs to be stopped. And only the power of people and power of positive minds can build new future. And if we don't stand up for ourselves, for mankind, then we are done. We are lost.
In the United States, Los Angeles City Council is preparing to vote on whether they'll require people to have proof of full vaccination to enter a wide range of businesses and venues. Previously, vaccine mandates were announced for patrons and workers at indoor bars, wineries, breweries, lounges and nightclubs from next month. This would now be expanded to include sporting facilities and gyms, museums, spas and beauty salons. Nuri Martinez, Los Angeles City Council president, says she hopes the mandates will encourage people to get vaccinated.
As I've said it before, we're getting tired of protecting people who do not want to protect themselves and get vaccinated. And this is why today the City Council will take a vote on mandating vaccinations for indoor public spaces. We need both to limit transmission of the virus, as well as making sure that we do make it inconvenient for those who do not want to get vaccinated and want to have access to indoor venues, because they're putting people's lives in jeopardy. Because those who do not want to be vaccinated are truly doing that, actually putting people's lives in jeopardy, especially our biggest unvaccinated population, which are children under 11 years old.
Mandates are already largely in place in New York. However, not all workers are happy about it. Anna Petty, a physical therapist, has a temporary exemption on religious grounds, and she's confident a judge will uphold the exemption when the court rules in early October. A federal judge is considering a legal challenge that such exemptions are constitutionally required. Ms. Petty says not wanting to get vaccinated doesn't make her an anti-vaxxer.
I'm not what I consider an anti-vaxxer. I think that the vaccine was very important for certain populations, you know, and I have family members that received the vaccine and everything too. And I think that was definitely one of the things that saved lives, especially for our older population that was in the nursing home.
Meanwhile, YouTube is taking action against COVID-19 misinformation, shutting down two German channels of Russian state broadcaster RT. YouTube, which is owned by Google, says RT's German branch had already received a warning for uploading material that violated YouTube's standards on COVID-19 misinformation, and as a consequence was suspended from uploading new videos to its channel. In a statement, YouTube says RTDE tried to circumvent the restriction by using another YouTube channel to upload its videos, resulting in both channels being terminated. The Russian Foreign Ministry says it will ask relevant government bodies to work up retaliatory measures against German media and YouTube, adding that such a response was not only appropriate but also necessary. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.